This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens announced yesterday around 5 o'clock they were releasing Justin Tucker. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline now. Morgan Atsit from Fox 45 Sports joins us now. Morgan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So yesterday's announcement, what did you think of the announcement itself? What did you think of the timing of the announcement?
The announcement of itself had a tone that I don't think addresses the seriousness of this nature. Call it a football move all you want. We know what it is. And there's football that goes into that as well. That's the way the league works. And as far as the timing of the announcement, for going months of saying, waiting until the NFL investigation ends, then we'll have to wait and see, which, you know, I can agree with that and understand that logic of innocent until proven guilty. There's no criminal elements to this. There's no lawsuits. Justin Tucker has denied the claims. So you have to kind of still toe that line when your employer, the NFL, is investigating this. So wait to see that ruling, wait to see the suspension. You can have that in his back pocket if there is discipline. And then the overall just timing. It was Monday at 5 o'clock.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You guys are on air. We're on air. Everybody's on air all week long. The Orioles were off. You have a Friday before Memorial Day if you really want to do a dump move to try to wash your hands of this. And you just had John Harbaugh go up there and have to talk about it again the day before at rookie minicamp. Yep. It's just wild to me, the mishandling of something that you say is serious in nature, but now I understand it's just a football move, according to them.
We all thought that he was going to get let go long before this, but now that they do have the rookie kicker in Tyler Loop, is this just a situation of them not wanting Tucker in the building with the rookie at the same time?
Who knows? I mean, it is awkward, and I actually feel bad for Tyler Loop. I mean, this is a guy that his dream has come true, that he is a rarely drafted kicker. One of the best two in this draft class that comes out being a kicker, and the Ravens use a franchise first on a kicker. There's a reason why people don't draft kickers and why they bounce all over the league. And to be honest with you, as far as the rest of the roster construction, it's kind of the least of their worries as long as you're making your kicks, right?
Yeah.
So this is a guy that has grinded and made it to the NFL his dream, one of 32 that's going to be on the week one roster for these teams. And all of this is muddied. And he will have to sadly answer for some of it because he's going to be asked these questions. It's a human nature and element of question to ask Tyler Loop, what is it like to be in this situation and how can you move forward as a kicker? So much pressure is on him. They not only burned their franchise first draft pick on a kicker, but he now comes into this mess and has to be good or else, oh boy, here we go. You know, so I do feel really bad for Tyler Loop. I don't know how this got out of control. I mean, everyone, it's not like the NFL has never dealt with allegations like this. It's not like the Ravens have not had troubled players. They just drafted one that has two sexual assault allegations. So it's not like these teams and these franchises haven't handled things like this before. I don't know how this one snowballed and got away when you really could have. And I fully supported it if I had to make the decision of let's wait on the investigation, because this is tricky. If you're going to start from that claim from day one, do it. Yeah. You have the NFL's ruling, as I mentioned earlier, in your back pocket. So just weird. It's odd. I don't know if they're waiting because they're like, oh, hey, our availability for rookie minicamp was Sunday. We won't see these guys until May 28th on OTAs. And by then, we're still not allowed in their building. You have to get one-on-ones, and they have to be granted access if they don't come to podium. I don't know why they didn't wait until the 6 weeks once that all breaks and there's training camp. Like, who knows why they waited this long and what the answers were, because it's just been so inconsistent and just not at all something that, as an outsider, and this may shock you guys all, a female who has strong opinions about these
sure.
things,
yeah.
it's just disappointing from that element. Yep. Now, as far as my job and covering it, they cut them. That was it yesterday. That was the story. We move on. Here on this platform with these questions from you guys, I get to say a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, no, we appreciate your passion and candor. I'm old enough to remember, Morgan, when one of the days that was circled on the Baltimore sports calendar was Steve Bisciotti's State of the Ravens address, something that he concocted. No one made him do it. We had another owner in town at the time who got destroyed for not saying anything publicly. It strikes me as odd that we've seen Dick Cass sort of retire on the fly, who was the de facto owner here for probably at least half a decade as Steve started doing more and more from Florida. And he didn't opine on that. We've had, COVID sort of crises. We've had games played on Wednesdays. We've had all kinds of issues with this football team. We had the Lamar drama. And then we have this nexus of this Justin Tucker situation and drafting Mike Green. And I like to call him Silent Steve Bisciotti because he didn't talk anymore. Like, like at some point, you know, he's the one who gets the $600 million in tax money to fix up his stadium. Like, all these things that go to improving the Ravens mean he's going to sell this team personally himself for more money down the line. Should he not be accountable to his ticket buyers and to the media?
I think that's fair. I think it's a private – you're mentioning the public money, which is true, it goes into it, but it's a private – company. It's a billion-dollar empire with the NFL. That's not out of the ordinary just for some rich man. I mean, that's what all the owners are.
Yeah.
To own teams and to kind of use it as either an investment tool or maybe there's some fandom to it. You see their faces. Some of them, you don't see their faces. I mean, he's not the first owner in his defense to operate this way. You know, you may not agree with it. The fan base may not agree with it. He did used to do the speaking engagements, though stopped after the trip to overseas and taking the knee. And that controversy that surrounded kind of the Ravens after that was all happening and Colin Kaepernick, and we can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
But is he entitled to do that? Yeah, he's not a political elected leader that I feel like with my job I need to beat my chest and hold accountable. But it's kind of just the way of the business, but it does start from the top up. So none of these moves are happening. I would hope not without the owner knowing and approving.
Absolutely. They're his moves.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Morgan Atsitz, Inside Access here on The Fan. It's been alluded to a couple times, but I did want to get your thoughts. This Justin Tucker thing swirling, and at the same time, they draft Mike Green. What did you think of that part of this equation?
Sadly, nothing surprises me. Mm-hmm. The more that's happening, the more just from a human element and as a woman disappointed you get in these moves, but they're not all surprising. I mean, no, everyone knows this. I grew up Southwest Ohio and I grew up a Bengals fan and we all saw the Joe Mixon video and then they drafted him. So like these things don't surprise me in professional sports. If you're really good at something, we can turn a blind eye. Now, what I will say about all of these things, and I said it earlier with Justin Tucker, and it is important because we can all have our opinions and we all can take sides if you want to. No criminal, no legal saying didn't do these things for both of them, for Mike Green and Justin Tucker. And that is a slippery slope and tricky. This isn't Deshaun Watson. You don't have the civil lawsuits. You don't have the payouts to these alleged victims and these victims and these things. So it does get a little murky. Now, 16 people, I will believe one. I would believe a friend of a friend. That's all I need from my background as a female and believing women and supporting women.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the people that say they lie, they're out to get me, whatever, well, whatever that breakdown is, that is far less than the victims that are actually have their lives ruined. Some really seriously injured, if not with us anymore, because of violence against women. So I do think it would be nice for the league to wake up on that, especially a league and a franchise that beats its chest and has the women night out and half our
fan
base and support women. I mean, it is a little, like, I don't know who they think they're fooling. I mean, I really don't know one person in the public that thinks they're getting fooled by these. And I'm not, this is just not on the Ravens. This is everybody.
Sure.
It's just disappointing, but it's not at all surprising. Look at the way the world and our country treats minorities, treats women, and treats a lot of people that don't have the privilege that some have.
Morgan Adsett, this has been great.
Thank you so much for your candor.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Can't wait to see you out there for OTAs.
Yes, look forward to that. Morgan Adsett, right. Find her at Fox 45. We're going to talk to Mike Bordick at 3 o'clock. Coming at 3:30, Jeff Zriebeck from The Athletic. We're talking a lot about this Justin Tucker situation. But coming up next, the Orioles do start a three-game series in Minnesota tonight. Jackson Holliday has been hot of late. Has he figured it out? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.